This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state recently awarded $6.7 million in grants for its Main Street program. The funds from the Department of Local Affairs are aimed at stimulating investment in downtown areas. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports on some grantees in southeastern Colorado.
The funds will be used for facade and energy improvements. Many of the buildings house small businesses owned by economically or socially disadvantaged people. That includes the state's oldest family-run business, the R&R Market in San Luis. Money is also going to Hugo in Lincoln County for a complete renewal of its downtown. And the historic theater in Flagler, a town of only 700 people, is slated for renovations too. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Other locations receiving funds include Granby, Mancos, and Windsor. A program to help young people with substance abuse issues will continue to operate if Congress signs off on a new bipartisan bill. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Colorado Representative Joe Neguse and a group of his colleagues in the House are trying to renew authorization for the Substance Abuse Affected Youth Initiative. The program is run by the Department of Justice and is meant to help local governments and organizations treat addiction. Its authorization and funding are set to expire next year. The bill would extend it through 2026. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The Chief Justice for Colorado's 5th Judicial District has been removed from his seat and charged with felony menacing. Judge Mark Thompson's former district included Eagle, Lake, and Summit counties. Find more at cpr.org.